Good morning, everybody. I say that because it's 7:30, and I've started my day at 5 when I woke up and did a little blood glucose check on my sleeping boy, and then I got myself ready and drove I think it's about 70 miles down to Ulverston. Because I'm picking stuff up and going to do a digital soup kitchen workshop this morning, all day in Barrow. So I think we'll do a couple of sessions there. So digital soup kitchen is like a kind of an open-ended youth program that I run. I'm doing it with Lantern House, who are based in Ulverston. It's just a place where people can kind of bring ideas and bring materials and other bits and pieces, or just bring a general enthusiasm, and we can kind of get experimental and do some really interesting digital work. Whether that's just sort of simple animation and stuff like that, maybe it's just developing skills and things. Or maybe people have got, I mean, often what happens is people have actually got skills that they've already got going. And this workshop's inspired them, and they want to come and kind of share some of the stuff that they want to do, and so it's always pleasurable to sort of see what happens. I mean, it's called digital soup because it's about bringing lots of different ingredients together, putting them in one big pot, which is the workshop space, the participatory space, and giving it a big old stir. And I suppose I'm part of that sort of stirring process, where we stir it all up and we kind of see what happens, and then at the end of this session we share it with each other. You know, sometimes that ends up as, wow, look at this cool YouTube video that we found, or, but often we create some sound stuff. We've created, you know, extremely experimental sort of videos, and use really kind of interesting cutting edge stuff. So it's about, that's kind of what's happening today. and other things that are happening, which I want to kind of talk about, is that regarding Game School. And so Game School is sort of chugging along, you know, in its own pace. It has no funding yet, but I suppose that'll happen. But I thought what I need to do is I need to sort of crack on with stuff. I've got some materials and bits and pieces, but I want to kind of generate a working plan. And one of my working plans is I want to kind of create a method and materials where I can do this within a group. So I want to be able to sort of teach how to make a game, I suppose, how to make games, and through teaching or kind of participating in the game making process, so teaching through that process, you get to learn lots of different things, and it's that breadth of learning and breadth of investigation that I think is the powerful thing that I think schools and teachers and other people interested in training and education could be, you know, there's potential just by making a game. And it doesn't really matter, again, the principles of Digital Soup Kitchen, there's no set theme or aim with this kind of stuff. Its aims and agendas are set by the participants and individuals within it. Okay, so it leaves it wide open, which is kind of scary for schools and other people like that, because everybody likes to plan. Well, I suppose my plan is to have no plan, but to have a method. So what I'm doing is I'm going to start this process by doing it myself, and I'll start a fresh audio boo, which describes some of the things that I've started, and I'll try and do it that way. But I started last night with generating starting points and ideas and stuff like that, and I'll explain all those things there and then. But apart from that, it's weird when you start something and then you put your mind to it. You often find certain things collide, certain ideas that you hear on the radio and stuff kind of start answering the questions that you've set yourself. It's really interesting. So I'll talk more about that, and I'll stop this from recording. Bye-bye.